Caleb steps forward on his 85th birthday and says, "Look, this is what God promised me. I have been faithful. Now we're here. And I want to take possession of the promise." Jesus says, "Look, here's how this works." And he tells the story of the judge. The widow didn't get justice because she was right. She got justice because she was tenacious and perseverant. Jesus says this is how we must be. Tenacious and perseverant. This isn't the only time he says this. Remember when he said about the man who was already in his bed and his friend comes over to get some food because he's got unexpected guests? The guy didn't get up out of friendship. He got up because the guy wouldn't stop knocking on the door. We must be willing to work hard and tenaciously and diligently for the things God has put in our heart, even in our talking to Him about it, according to Christ. So what are those things in your life that you are hard after? And I think you have to temper that by asking yourself, why are you diligently after those things? Are you diligently after them because they burn in your heart and they are kingdom things? Or are you asking God to be Santa Claus? I don't think that's going to work. I believe God will give you the desires of your heart. And I believe He will convert your heart to match His desires. In fact, I know He will. I'm absolute living proof of that. And I'm not alone. I'm an example because, well, not because I'm this great person to put on a pedestal. I'm an example because I'm radically changed. But so many of you are. So, as we press in or pursue deeply an intimate relationship with Jesus, our hearts do change. Our passions and desires do change. And they reflect kingdom purposes. Just by nature of the fact that we are kingdom people, joint heirs with Jesus for the kingdom, to the kingdom. I think Jesus is saying, look, to get anywhere, you have to be willing to work hard and diligently and not give up and not take no for an answer. I'm learning that. Here's the deal with me. I work very hard. I always have. Very diligent, very systematic. That's not the problem. The problem is taking the hard, long way so I can prove that I can do it myself. Rather than swallowing my pride and saying, and asking, and being tenacious and asking. You know what I mean? And that's been the thing with me that I'm learning. For some of you, it might be the flip. Maybe you have no problem asking anybody for anything, but not particularly diligent. I don't know. I don't even know exactly why I'm going into so much detail. But I do believe that is a... Jesus is giving us a spiritual law. He is giving us a clue to how things work. Saying, all along, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like this, the kingdom of heaven is like that. And he continually teaches and teaches and teaches. You can't approach the kingdom of heaven unless you approach it like a child, he says. All right, well, that's clear enough. How do children approach things? Wide-eyed with wonder and belief that anything is possible. Anything can happen. All right, well, there you go. This is how we must approach the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is also saying, look, you have to be tenacious. Don't take no for an answer when it comes to something that is the deep desire of your heart that serves the kingdom. I guess perseverance pays off according to Jesus.